In this trial, we had people from 21 different countries agree to participate, and we had 1,500 women. Half of them were randomized to TAC chemotherapy, and the other half received a standard anthracycline regimen, 5-FU Adriamycin cyclophosphamide, which we call FAC. And each of these were given for 6 cycles, and we've now got virtually 5-year follow-up and very mature results.
Can you talk a little bit about what the data are at this point?
Well, certainly. Well, in this trial, we had a pretty poor prognosis group of women join. All of them had node-positive disease. Fully a third of them had more than 3 involved axillary lymph nodes. And in addition, many of them were hormone receptor negative and HER2 positive disease as well. So certainly these were a relatively poor prognosis group of women. Now, of these 1,500 women, it turned out that randomization worked very nicely. We had a good balance of prognostic factors on each arm. There were no significant differences. And what we did was administer 6 cycles of chemotherapy to each of these patients. Our new regimen, the TAC chemotherapy regimen, was very feasible. In this group, we got 91% of women through 6 full cycles of treatment. And in fact, receiving women as well, we got well over 90% of women through their treatment. After the chemotherapy was completed, we had hormone receptor status on all of these people. And the hormone receptor positive women went on to tamoxifen. So either estrogen receptor or progesterone receptor positivity would lead to tamoxifen therapy for 5 years. The local regional radiation was dependent on the center. Some centers believed in it. Other centers were not quite so aggressive with it. But on a center-by-center basis, this was very consistent. We mandated that on a per-center basis, the radiation would be given uniformly, and it was. What was really very nice is that in September of last year, we did an analysis of 400 disease-free survival events. So the way we designed this trial was to report the results when enough events happened that we'd give a very clear idea of what was happening. So the Independent Data Monitoring Committee got together, reviewed the data in September 2003, and we were very happy to see that the disease-free survival endpoint, which was our primary endpoint, was reached. And for that reason, we reported the results at San Antonio in 2003. And what it showed was the disease-free survival was improved by 28% in relative terms, and the p-value was 0.001. So this was a highly statistically significant result, and our IDMC recommended that we pursue publishing these data. The overall survival was also strikingly improved. We saw a 30% reduction in mortality in relative terms. In absolute terms, this was a full 6% improvement in overall survival. This is actually a big effect because obviously with only 5 years of follow-up, we've only had basically about 18% of women pass away on the study. So this was fully a third reduction in the risk of mortality. Now, this would be a perfect story if there weren't more side effects, but in fact, TAC chemotherapy did carry one side effect that we were anticipating, and that was a high rate of febrile neutropenia. About 25% of the women on this trial who received TAC chemotherapy got an episode of febrile neutropenia. This was not unexpected because we wrote the trial to exclude primary prophylaxis with G-CSF. So none of these women were on prophylactic G-CSF. They were only receiving ciprofloxacin. What we do know now, if we were to do the study over again, is that if you give TAC with G-CSF, we see a febrile neutropenia rate on a per-patient basis of around 3 to 6%. So certainly with G-CSF, this isn't at all a problem. On the clinical trial, though, the rate was 24.7%.